With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program which celebrates the wonderful repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. Choral Evensong is one of the most beautiful liturgies in the Anglican tradition. Taken from the daily services of Vespers and Compline, when sung, it can be an absolutely glorious way to mark the close of the day. On today's program, then, we'll explore some of the vast riches of the repertoire for Evensong, including works by Harold Friedel, David Ashley White, Henry Purcell, and others. We'll begin with an expansive rhapsody in D-flat major by Herbert Howells, which sets the tone for our exploration of Evensong, much as an opening voluntary might in a service. The piece essentially forms an arc, beginning and ending quietly, building to a tremendous crescendo in the middle. Owen Park plays the organ of Coventry Cathedral. Rhapsody in D-flat major by Herbert Howells was performed by Owen Park on the Harrison & Harrison organ of Coventry Cathedral. Though not technically part of Evensong, the hymn Fos Hilaron, or O Gracious Light, is a standard part of other evening worship following the candle lighting at the beginning of the service. An ancient Greek text, it's been set in its English translation by William Bradley Roberts in our next selection. Benjamin Hutto leads the choir of St. John's Church, Lafayette Square, recorded at the Washington National Cathedral. O Gracious Light, set by William Bradley Roberts, was sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Christ, Mighty Savior is a beautiful evening hymn with text translated from a 10th century Latin source. Richard Wayne Dirksen, who served for decades in various musical capacities at Washington National Cathedral, composed an exquisite tune for this text, Innisfree Farm. We'll hear it sung by the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street in Washington. Jeffrey Smith leads the choir and provides a further arrangement of the music with a faux-bourdon, where the melody appears in the tenor, and a descant. Scott Detra plays the organ.
Oh,
Jeffrey Smith led the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street, in the lovely evening hymn, Christ Mighty Savior. The service of choral evensong typically begins with opening sentences sung in dialogue between a priest, or precentor, and the choir. There are hundreds of settings of these sentences, and we'll hear a recent set composed by David Ashley White for the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Brady Knapp leads the choir of Palmer Church in the Invitatory, or Praises, by Dr. White. The Invitatory, which literally invites the choir and worshipers to prayer, was sung by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. It was composed by David Ashley White and directed by Brady Knapp. The singing of psalms by the choir is a central piece of the liturgy of choral evensong. One or more psalms follow the Invitatory, usually sung to Anglican chant. We'll listen to two. First, Psalm 121 in a chant by Henry Walford Davies and sung by the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir led by John Eyre. That'll be followed by a setting of Psalm 8 by 18th century composer Joseph Corfe and sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, John Scott directing.
I see.
Two psalms sung to Anglican chant. We just heard the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sing Joseph Corfe's setting of Psalm 8, led by John Scott. Earlier, the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir sang H. Walford Davies' setting of Psalm 121. John Eyre directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Following the Psalms in the order for evensong comes a reading from the Old Testament. The choir responds to the reading with a setting of the Magnificat, or Mary's song, with text from the Book of Luke, chronicling Mary's response to the angel's salutation and sharing the news that she would bear the Son of God. It's also a text of mercy and justice. A gospel reading follows that, with a choral setting of the Song of Simeon, or Nunc Dimittis, sung in response to that reading. We'll hear a glorious setting of these canticles, Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in F major, by American composer Harold Friedel. Dale Ottoman leads the choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. David Fishburn plays the organ.
Thank you.
The Magnificat ad Nunc Dimittis in F by Harold Friedel. The choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta sang, directed by Dale Ottleman. A set of sung prayers and responses, again in dialogue between precentor and choir, follows and includes a choral setting of the Lord's Prayer. We'll hear the choir of Palmer Church in Houston sing these responses in a setting by David Ashley White. Brady Knapp conducts.
Thank you.
The prayers, as set by David Ashley White, were sung by the choir for whom they were written, the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Brady Knapp directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. W.H. Monk was one of the editors for the 1861 edition of Hymns Ancient and Modern, a landmark publication in the development of congregational hymnody. It was in that collection that his tune Eventide was first associated with the text Abide With Me, an association that has endured for over 150 years. We'll hear that evening hymn sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario. Noel Edison conducts, with Paul Halley playing the organ. Noel Edison led the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, in the hymn Abide With Me. Among the more intimate vocal works of Henry Purcell is a sacred piece intended for use at home rather than in church. It sets a text by Bishop William Fuller, Now That the Sun Hath Veiled His Light, sometimes also known as Evening Hymn. It's a fine example of a piece built on a ground bass in which the music unfolds over a five-measure repeating bass pattern. Members of Chanticleer perform, accompanied by harp, viola da gamba, and organ. Joseph Jennings directs.
Thank you.
Now That the Sun Hath Veiled His Light by Henry Purcell was performed by Chanticleer, led by Joseph Jennings. One of my favorite hymns for evensong is one with text by John Ellerton and tune by Clement Schofield, The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, Is Ended. The text especially points to the never-ending cycle of prayer, day in and day out, offered around the world, a cycle in which evensong makes itself known as an integral part. The University of Texas Chamber Singers are accompanied by Jerry Hancock and directed by James Morrow. James Morrow led the University of Texas Chamber Singers in the hymn, The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, Is Ended, accompanied by Jerry Hancock. Choral evensong incorporates elements of the even more ancient Office of Compline, the final service of prayer for the day in the monastic tradition. Compline is built on a number of plain chants, which composer Jean Alain has woven into his postlude for the Office of Compline, dating from 1929. His memories of childhood visits to the abbey at Valois were infused with the sound of the nuns singing the chants of the service. His younger sister, Marie Clarolan, performs this hypnotic piece on the organ which inspired Jean at the Abbey of Valois. The Postlude for the Office of Compline by French composer Jean Alain. Marie Clarolan performed on the organ at the Abbey of Valois. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for choral evensong and evening worship. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.